After being cancelled 2 years in a row, the Orillia Scottish Festival returns to Couchiching Beach Park this weekend. Bagpipers will march down Mississauga Street Saturday at noon to signify the return of the festival that has been running for 44 years. Festival co-chair Kerry Dunn says everyone is excited to celebrate Scottish heritage in Orillia again. "We've been back in the planning stages since the fall," she said. "We are happy that we are full force back in the park and the restrictions have been dropped as of now. The only major change in this year's festival compared to years past is the parade route. Instead of the parade starting on Andrew Street, it will begin on Peter Street before heading down Mississauga and into the park. We've had some incredibly hot weekends," Dunn said. "Out of concern for our pipers, drummers and participants, we decided to shorten the route. Historically, there has been a large Scottish contingent living in the Orillia area, which is why it's important to have the festival each year," Dunn says. "Over the years, we've become more diverse," she said. "There are different cultures and backgrounds of people here. The more you can learn about other cultures and traditions, the better it makes things for understanding where everybody else comes from." Following the parade, mass bands will play in the main field and Scottish entertainment can be found on the entertainment stage. There will also be a beer tent, a children's village, vendors and more. "It's just a really great opportunity to sit back and enjoy the day," Dunn said. "There is something for everybody." The festival officially begins Friday night with a ticketed ceilidh at the Orillia Legion. "We will have the Orillia pipes and drums playing and then we have the band Strange Potatoes coming in to kick off the weekend," Dunn said. Pipes and Drums of Canada will close out the weekend at the Legion on Sunday. A full list of Orillia Scottish Festival events and a park map can be found using the Tripia Tours app. More information about the festival can be found here. Those who attend the festival this weekend are asked to make a donation of at least $2, if they are able, to receive a festival button. "It's a main stream of fundraising to make sure we are able to come back for our 45th year next summer," Dunn said. The festival committee has had a positive response from the community when it comes to asking for volunteers, she adds. "We are in a great spot," she said. "We are always grateful for anyone who comes out."